Okay, so we're here at the Fremantle Media stand on the first day of MIPCOM, and I'm joined by David Ellender, the global CEO of Fremantle Media Enterprises, and Sander Schwartz, who has just joined the company, is that right in saying?
Absolutely.
As Executive Vice President and Head of the Fremantle Media Enterprises' new Children's Division, which is just being announced down here. So David, perhaps you could just start by telling me about this this new kids division.
Yes, a new venture for us. We decided that probably about 18 months ago that we wanted to move into the children's and family entertainment programming arena. Obviously, we've built over the last 7 years a really good portfolio of content across the entire range from scripted drama, comedy, through to reality, factual entertainment, and we wanted to move into the children's programming really because we've grown a lot in the consumer products brand licensing area through our 11 offices internationally and gained a lot of experience in that particular area, and we figured that that unlocking the value of children's content is not just in terms of program distribution, it's consumer products and brand licensing. And also we felt that we could work very closely with third-party producers and IP owners in actually maximising revenues for them through our network, which is Align TV, home entertainment and consumer products. And that is a very unique offering to third-party children's and family entertainment producers. And I think the alignment at the start was really finding an executive of Sander's caliber that can really head this new initiative and really drive through a new portfolio of children's content for us.
So, Sander, where have you joined from?
I was most recently at Sony Pictures Television International, where I was in charge of international production for territories around the world.
And as you say, this is pretty much your first day with the company?
Pretty much. Yeah. Very exciting to be here. It's a great company with a wonderful reputation and really an unsurpassed network around the world of both production offices and distribution, merchandising and licensing, and people who are unsurpassed in exploiting all of the ancillary revenues that are related to television programming. And for my business, the kids' business, family entertainment, those skills are not only much needed, but required to build a successful business. And no one is better at that than Fremantle Media.
So it's early days, but what's going to be your initial focus, I suppose, and drive for the new division?
Well, we're going to look to establish key relationships with top producers around the world who bring the sort of quality product that can be exploited throughout the Fremantle Media network of offices around the world. We will be looking for shows that reflect positive values and that have commercial elements that can be deployed by the excellent sales and distribution staff of the company. It's been my experience and my job to, in the past, balance that quality program, that great art that is children's and family entertainment, with the commerce necessary to finance it. And that, of course, will continue here, finding the best shows and turning them to account so that they provide a steady stream of revenue to the company and to our strategic partners.
And David, just perhaps if you could, just a sort of final thought really on the market. It's the opening day. Everybody is obviously keen to see how business is this time of the year. What's your sense?
We're very upbeat. I mean, I think we're very fortunate that we've got, you know, so many strong brands across so many different genres. And so many of those shows are you know, returning. They're being ordered. They're must-haves. And we've got a really good range of new shows from some of the talent, both producers and in front of camera talent we've been working with, like Jamie Oliver. We've got 2-3 new shows with